Welcome to the first week of breathwork practices. This first exploration of the breath is all about touching into the two pillars of breathwork, which are awareness and engagement or breath practice. So these two pillars are really what supports our breathwork practice. As you move through this breathwork practice, I invite you to feel into how you experience breath in the body, in the mind, and in the spirit. Let's begin by taking a comfortable posture of practice. I would not suggest laying down for this unless you are needing to, you need that extra comfort or support. What I would suggest is doing this seated or standing. Standing is one of my favorite ways to practice breath work. We can do a lot of breath practices also laying down, but for this one, I'd like to have you experience a bit more of an opening in the chest and an opening, a lengthening in the spine. So when you find your comfortable posture or position of practice, setting up similar to a meditation where we establish comfort and support or stability, feeling the feet or the hips really well grounded or rooted down. And then from this stable base, lifting and lengthening through the spine. As you do this, soften the belly, soften the chest, lengthen through the back of the neck, and then tuck the chin just so slightly. Notice how that opens up the throat and brings a bit more ease into the breath flow. And if you'd like, you can close your eyes or soften your gaze. You can also keep the eyes open. One of the sensations or experiences with breath work may be some lightheadedness. So make sure that you are well supported or stable in whatever position or posture you've chosen. So let's begin by paying attention to the first pillar, breath awareness. So without actually shifting or changing the breath in any way, simply start to notice. Notice the breath. Watch as it moves in and out. Notice where you feel the breath enter your body. Do you feel it entering through the nose, the mouth, or perhaps even more energetically, you feel it entering through the chest, the belly, or some other part of the body? Again, allowing the breath to be in its natural form. You're simply watching and getting so curious. Do you notice any nuances in the breath? Do you find that the inhale is more strained than the exhale? Do you find that there's a place in your breath where it catches? Again, simply observe. It's important here to really invoke the energy of compassion when we are being the witness. To hold our experience as sacred, as allowed, as welcome. So when we notice what is happening with the breath, Oftentimes, it will bring up a memory or an association. And that's okay. But I invite you to continue with the breath, to simply take note. And rather than going into the story of that, allow it to be there. Just breathe with it. Maybe you find a natural sigh. Enter your breath experience. And let's start to notice how you experience and feel the breath in this moment in different parts of the body. So let's start to bring awareness to the breath in the belly. What happens in the belly when you breathe in? Does your belly move at all? Does it move out? Or does it move in when you breathe in? Again, just noticing. See if you can notice without changing it. And how about the solar plexus? So moving up from the belly, just below the ribs. What happens there when you breathe in? Does it move? Does it stay the same? Can you notice any sensations there? Now, how about the chest? When you breathe in, do you notice your chest rising or expanding? Or do you notice very little movement in the chest? Does there feel like there's a pressure there or a discomfort? Or is it really easy to move into the inhale? Does it feel like your inhale is as full as it could be, or is your natural breath rhythm a little bit less than full? Now, how do you experience the inhale in the throat? Are you constricting the throat on your inhale? Do you feel a tightness? Or do you feel an opening or a softness? Starting to become aware of the subtleties. Perhaps noticing how the inhale feels as it moves through the nose or the mouth. And now let's feel and experience the same thing with our exhale. Let's go back down the body, almost like a mini body scan. So as you exhale, how do you feel this exhale in your nose or your mouth? How do you feel the exhale in your throat? How do you feel or experience the exhale in the chest? And how do you feel or experience that exhale in your solar plexus, above your belly button and below your ribs? And how do you feel that exhale in your belly? And where do you feel the exhale most in your body? Perhaps you notice the inhale specifically in one area, but you notice the exhale is felt more clearly in another. And this is what it means to be aware of the breath, to simply watch and observe. And we can utilize this awareness in so many ways in our breathwork practice. We can utilize it to get really curious about our inner experience, to start to notice how the breath is teaching us. It is trying to show us or offer us messages. The breath also may be attempting to show us how we need to shift. Perhaps we're starting to breathe a little bit more quickly, noticing that there is a bit of anxiety or a bit of excitement in the nervous system over activation or just activation. And as we explore these breathwork practices together, you will start to gain a really clear sense of your unique experience and relationship with the breath, what it is trying to show you, the mysteries that it is revealing to you. And now let's work with some breath engagement. This is where we will be shifting and altering the experience of the breath. In breath awareness, we watched, we witnessed, we became so curious. In breath engagement, we will be shifting the flow, the depth, the count of the breath. Where we direct it, how we move the muscles in the body, how we shift the energy, and even how we engage with the spirit. So let's do a really simple breathwork practice together. Begin by placing one hand on the belly and one hand on the chest. And this is so that we can get a clear experience and understanding of how we're going to move the breath into the body. So halfway down that torso is your diaphragm. That diaphragm is a big, beautiful domed muscle that is linked very closely to the breath. With every inhale, the diaphragm is going to be pulled down. Help bring in more breath into the lungs. And when we engage with the breath in this way, the belly expands on the inhale. So really feel that. As you breathe in, feel the belly expand. Focusing on that lower hand that's on your abdomen. Every inhale, the belly expands out like a balloon filling up. And every exhale, the balloon deflates and the belly comes back towards the spine. Perhaps even give your balloon a color. This is a great practice for kids or for anybody, just engaging that extra sense. Inhaling, inflating that balloon, softening into the belly, creating more space in the chest. Exhaling, releasing and relaxing, the belly comes back towards the spine. Continue that for a couple more rounds, focusing on the belly. Head. Now continuing with that belly expansion, I'd like you to also expand into the chest. So as you fill the belly, as you feel that diaphragm move down, the belly will fill, and then that breath moves up and really fills into the chest. So as you inhale, the top of your inhale, you feel your chest really expand out in all directions. And as you exhale, your chest sinks back, relaxing, and then your belly comes back to towards the spine. So it's kind of like a wave. So as you inhale, feel the belly expand, grow bigger, and then feel that breath come up to the chest and expand into the chest. And then exhale back down, release the chest, then release the belly. So keep that wave going. Inhale into the belly, move the breath up to the chest and expand in all directions. Exhale, allow the chest, the rib cage to relax. And then your exhale allows your belly to come back in. A couple more rounds of this. Keep going. Now continue with this breath. So inhaling into the belly and then the chest. Exhaling, allowing the chest to soften and then the belly. And while you're breathing, while you're continuing this breath, let's engage awareness. So continuing with this breath cycle, this breath engagement, notice if there are any areas in your breath where you feel constriction, where it feels a little bit sticky or uncomfortable. And again, this is simply a noticing. We continue with the practice, and at the same time, we engage awareness. Perhaps you're finding that your belly doesn't want to release. Or perhaps you're feeling like your chest, you can only feel the expansion in the front and not the back or the sides. Or maybe you're noticing you've got a really big, beautiful, full breath. And as you're continuing your practice, you start to feel energy moving and flowing through the body. Be aware of what is. Good. Now releasing this breath and allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm and flow. Take a moment to notice here how you feel. Are there any emotions or sensations present? Any images, colors, memories, or thoughts arising? Any intuitive knowings revealing themselves to you? Allow yourself to be breathed. Bring both hands up to the heart, or simply intend your focus here. Take a moment to check in, to engage with that energy of compassion and of gratitude. It's a beautiful energy to close any practice with, meditation or breath work. Just acknowledging self. Acknowledging your choice to be here now, to do this. To be aware of and engage with the breath. What a gift. Now, as we begin to close this practice, notice how this practice can be brought into your day in such a simple way. Being aware of the breath and engaging with the breath. And if you'd like, after this practice closes, bring out a journal and write down your experience or your thoughts, or include it in your first day of the 30-day breathwork challenge. Feeling into the edges of your body again. Let's take 3 deep breaths together. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, release. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, feel yourself grounded and anchored, fully present. Inhale through the nose. And as you exhale, opening your eyes, coming back to this space.